Hi, everybody. This is Alan Fine, and I'm here with Katina Athanasiou, who's the Chief Sales Officer for Norwegian Cruise Line. And we are going to talk about viruses, vaccines, and testing, and how to support travel advisors, and much more on Insider Travel Report. Everything we're really going to talk about are basically programs for supporting travel advisors, except for one question, the first one. How are you?
Thank you for asking. I am doing great. I have to tell you, I've really recalibrated myself to what I call positive realism, and it's helping me and helping my leadership team and our team, quite frankly, along with our travel advisors, really focus on the things that we can control, recognize the things that we can't, that we may not like, but then figure out how to just plow through it. So I'm great.
Okay, that's good to hear. And I hope you're at home, because otherwise I don't know why there are plates on the wall.
My self-cleaning dining room, yes.
The last big thing we spoke on was the Week of You. That was a big success. Let's talk about how that concluded and what you came away with.
Wow. It was everything that we had envisioned attempting to curate and put together for our partners. And the people that I have heard from our partners, still, even as of an hour ago, I received an email from a travel partner who completed a survey. And once we had partners complete a survey and rate their favorite session, we sent them a kind of reminder of that particular session. And this one happened to be Jill Schiffelbein's book on communication. And so this travel partner was just sharing with me about an hour ago about how the communication strategies that she heard in that particular session has helped her in terms of how she's looking to market and do things. So it was everything I had hoped we could deliver for our partners.
Now, is the site still up?
And the site itself is not up, but what we did was we moved all of the sessions and all of the content to marketing headquarters, which is our Norwegian branded venue for travel partners. So they can log in where all of our marketing collateral is, and all of the on-demand content, all of the takeaways and videos will live now under marketing headquarters.
Oh, good, because I did my due diligence and I was going to say, hey, it's not up. So it's good to know that it exists.
That's the reason. Yes.
Very good. Now, are you still offering those wonderful cruise first certificates for $150 worth $300 for, if I remember, one per person for up to 10 persons on a cruise that's 6 days or longer? Let me see if I'm getting this all right.
You're doing great. I don't even need to be here.
Good for up to 3 years?
Yes. Yes.
Touchdown, score. All right, no. So are you still offering those?
We are. And we had great success in really launching this a couple of months ago. And so much so that we really sat back and we said, how can we continue to make this valuable for our guests? And how do we help our travel partners really win as we move into the new year, which is, as you know, we launched starting on January 1st, a campaign to really help our travel partners retain immediate revenue. So with every Cruise First certificate that they sell, every single certificate, they are getting an immediate $50 bonus gift card attached to it. So, and there's no cap. This is not about, you know, you have to do X to get Y or you're capped at Z. This is, you sell a certificate for $150, you are getting $50.
Yeah, that's great. That's great. We applauded it then and we applaud it now.
Thank you.
Now, April will be the 10th anniversary of Partners First. And basically all of this is about Partners First. Let's talk about that for a little bit, please.
It is. I'm really excited that, albeit the suspensions have lasted a little bit longer than any of us anticipated, I'm excited that we've had this opportunity to really sit back and think about not only our Partners First philosophy and bring that to a complete circle and holistically make sure that we're creating the right guest first philosophy and that we have the best team first philosophy. What we've really found listen, everybody in hospitality is always about people, but especially what we've seen over the last 10 months is that it's only about people. And people first, our team first, our partners first, our guests first is everything that we want to be and every decision that we have moving forward. So I'm excited for the 10th anniversary to come. We have a couple of fun stuff planned. I'm not going to share just quite yet, but we have a couple of fun stuff planned. Don't worry, I'll come back and really be able to bring what I'm calling a new and better normal. You know, a lot of us talked about in 2020, let's get back to 2019, let's get back to the normal. And I've challenged myself. I don't know that I want that to be my new normal. I want to create the new normal for me now. I know what I value more than ever. I know what is really driving me every day more than ever. And those priorities have shifted a little bit over the last 10 months. So I want to take those lessons learned and bring out the new normal. And that's what I want to do with Partners First.
We want a new normal, not a new old normal.
Yes. Bingo.
Okay. Now, but are there any programs that you, so you don't want to tell us about upcoming programs. Do you want to remind us of some of the programs that were to help get the travel advisors through the crisis?
Absolutely. So we definitely have our Cruise First initiative that is both guest and partners driven with respect to the value that the guest is receiving and the revenue opportunities immediately for our travel partners. We currently still have peace of mind options for all of our bookings. We just extended that we're for all January bookings. Likely that will continue to allow for any new bookings made in addition to existing bookings, that all of them will have the opportunity to have peace of mind, which allows them up to 15 days in advance of their cruise to be able to cancel for any reason and receive an FCC versus lose their hard-earned investment. So peace of mind has done really, really well. We've got great new itineraries and opportunities. People are booking much further out. Part of it, I think, is because of comfort and confidence. Part of it is because that's how the cycle is currently going with respect to maybe their vacations. They've moved things around, so things are just kind of being pushed back. So we're open for itineraries and sale earlier than, or longer, if you will, than we ever have been. And our customers and our partners are loving it because there's so much opportunity to get that exact itinerary that they want on the exact ship in the exact room.
Oh no, but you have options if you can book that far in advance. So it's good that you're able to extend it that far. I wanted to talk about, please, your SailSAFE, which it was all encompassing and all that. But now, in light of the successful European cruises, have you learned anything? Has anything been added to SailSAFE that wasn't there before?
Yeah, that's a great question. You know, we feel very confident that with work done in conjunction and alongside our Healthy Sail panel, that was the collaboration with Royal Caribbean Group, that we took a really great 360 degree approach on what that panel recommended and what we are now doing to implement specifically on our brand. So to answer the question, we haven't added anything because we feel that the Healthy Sail panel has really done a holistic view, and it has been discussed, you know, in many regards across multiple experts in the various fields. So we feel really good about the recommendations that they provided that we're beginning to implement. So we just want to get back on the ships. Our crew is excited. Our team members are excited. Our guests are excited. I received an email from a guest just the other day who was able to get the first dose of the vaccine. And the email was just, you know, I just got my vaccine. I can't wait to get the second so I can get back on a ship.
Right. Now, if I remember correctly, the Healthy Sail findings didn't exactly align with the CDC. And that's been the problem, is jumping through all the hoops. How are you guys doing with that?
You know, we're doing great. I tell you, the CDC has a great working relationship with us, and we meet with them regularly, and it's been really positive. They have a lot on their plate, and it's not just the cruise industry that they're responsible for, but we've been very, very pleased and happy with the communication that we have had with them, and just can't wait to get back in the water.
A lot of cruise lines keep extending their suspension of cruising. I seem to think that you guys just stopped doing that. Is that correct? Or do you have a date?
No. So we're currently suspended through the end of March. And, you know, for us, Frank Del Rio has gone on record to state multiple times, internally and externally, that he is not in a rush to get back. He wants to get back when he knows that we are 100% ready to return. So for us, we're currently suspended through March, and we are anxious to get back, but will not be back until we know we're 100% ready.
Now, as you guys are booking out to 2022, what are the hot destinations now?
You know, Caribbean is still probably our number one. Caribbean and Alaska, people are really excited. Caribbean because they can get there quickly, and Alaska because a lot of vacations and big vacations that had been planned were canceled. So the bucket list of seeing Alaska, and there is no better way than to see it than on a cruise. So Alaska is doing really well. And again, you know, a lot of the Caribbean being able to get out quickly, and they can still have the comfort and the confidence with Great Stirrup Cay, with Harvest Cay, and then the opportunity to be able to see a couple of great Caribbean islands. It's a win-win.
Well, those private islands, I wanted to talk about those. So during this pause in travel, has the smog and the traffic gone down on those things? Because, you know, they were actually, I'm kidding everyone at home, because obviously they were beautiful and they were isolated and private then, and they're just, you're getting them ready now, I'm assuming.
We are. We have actually team members that live on the islands, and they are getting it ready. We've had a lot of really great innovation and opportunities during this pause for our teams to deliver some pretty spectacular things that we have on the horizon.
So there's nothing new on the islands you want to tell us about?
Not today.
Okay. So that's on hold. Now, next question. Leonardo class, the new builds, are they coming in on schedule? When? And I hear they're a little smaller, so they're maneuverable. What else is different? So two questions. Are they on schedule, and what's different?
We don't have current information that would stipulate there's a material delay in the ship being delivered next year. So we're really excited. We are moving full steam ahead. You know, we've really talked thoughtfully about making sure that when we launch our new ship, and specifically Leo One, we call it internally, that it's at the right time to make sure that it doesn't get lost, you know, on consumers, on our travel partners, and so forth. So there's been a lot of thought and a lot of methodical approaches into when we do announce Leo and we begin to share her name and some of the fun, unique things that she'll have, and some different stuff that we'll see on her. And I can't say a whole lot more.
Right. But the key is she is smaller, and so she'll be able to do different things.
She is. She's smaller. We found that almost a sweet spot in terms of making sure that we could combine the right capacity with the right public spaces, with the right number of venues. So we decided that to go a little bit smaller to still create the incredible value and enormous, immense amount of dining opportunities, but a bit more intimacy. So she is smaller than our last Escape class and our Escape Plus, Breakaway Plus. And we're excited to bring her out. She's spectacular. I can't wait to show off some of the things that we have. And I know I can't yet, but we are so close to do it. And this is really about elevating the travel experience.
Thank you just for sharing your enthusiasm about it. So now we pick that up. So let's wrap up by just saying, is there any other message you want to give out to our, now we have over 75,000 travel advisors?
You know, the message is stay positive. The message is remain confident and positive to your customers, because they look to you as a trusted advisor to make sure that the decisions they're making are validated. And so, you know, I ask all of our travel partners to stay positive and choose that path to positive realism and create the right new normal that's great for your business, because there's not one size fits all. And I think if anything, we've learned that. So really take to the strengths within your agency and the advisors that you have to create that invaluable opportunity that you bring to your customers each and every day, because our customers need you more than ever.
Well, Katina, thank you. I know, speaking for the travel advisors, they appreciate the support.
It is my pleasure and honor, quite frankly. I have been amazed to witness some of that resiliency that so many of us have really talked about, but to see it firsthand and to see the tenacity and the passion and the business acumen of top partners really persevere through this. It's a big reason of why I keep going, because I admire the work ethic and everything that they do to make sure that their business remains strong. And we're doing everything at Norwegian to come up with ways and ideas and discussions and strategies that we can make sure our travel partners remain strong and are better as we come out of this.
Keep up the good work, and thank you.
Thank you, guys.
And this is Alan Fine for Insider Travel Report.